Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser.
Cassie.
Doom, doom, doom. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Willem.
Are you a Glamazon or a champion?
I was Team Glamazon.
Of course.
Yeah, I thought, and although they didn't say who had the better commercial, I kind of insinuated ours was, and I don't think it was after watching it back.
Well, the winner of the challenge was on the other team.
For sure, definitely. So that would make one suspect.
No shade.
But there was no confirmation ever given.
I felt like, and this is a question I have for you, the 80s style choice, were you all instructed to bring an 80s look for something else? And Milan was like, we all have 80s clothes, so just...
No, but we all knew it was an easy thing.
It is.
We didn't have an 80s outfit planned or anything.
Okay.
The week before that, when we did the Ladies of Wrestling, we were told that we could make our own costumes or use stuff that we had embellished or, like, they had stuff.
No spikes.
We were stealing stuff throughout to build stuff, but Fifi was like making everything, all of her costumes, and like it was coming up in every walk around. Like, well, are you making that? It's like, no, Fifi's the only one making stuff. We're all not.
She's like Roxy Andrews in that way. Roxy,
yeah, she's a fucking wizard at it for sure.
Last week, as you mentioned, was the Fabulous Divas of Wrestling.
Luscious Ladies of Wrestling.
Fighting Wrestling Divas of Luscious. And we had to say goodbye to LaShawn Beyond. Mm-hmm. Gone but not forgotten. And her lipstick message reads,
stay true to you, XOXO.
That's sweet. That's nice.
All of Latrice's little girls are gone. Alisa and Sean.
She was like, my baby's gone.
Well, when it's time to go, they hit it. For sure, yeah.
Cheesecake.
Dita is pumping that catchphrase, cheesecake.
Sometimes when you say a word often enough on TV, it becomes a catchphrase. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Did she ever like cling on to that and use it for merchandising or a single?
I don't know.
We have a clip of it.
Imagine
music.
How beautiful she would look as a Klingon, though. She'd be gorgeous. Like this sexy Klingon lady?
I do not believe in human compassion, but I believe in fashion.
And then she could do This Will Be. My fight is real party. Yeah, bury that.
I can't wait till we get to that.
Yo, it's so good. She lit it on fire.
Cheesecake.
I'm a little surprised that Jiggly is just not making any friends as she goes episode to episode, because every week in Untucked, she tells Princess right to her face, I think you should have been in the bottom.
And yeah.
It's just like, it's one of those things where
she keeps it 100.
Yeah, but nobody asked. Nobody asked. And we're all on a first name basis, and they're not even our real names.
I think Jiggly's like the nicest person to get along with.
Me too, as long as she's not telling you what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
In a reality competition show setting.
Right. She's always almost last picked, like, on these challenges.
Yeah, always almost last, for sure, for this. But this video message says, no one is America's Next Top Superstar is no one-hit wonder.
Mm-mm.
If you want to live forever, you've got to be a champion. And with a little bit of love.
Little bit of love.
Even a lady boy can be a cover girl. And for the record, those are all available on iTunes.
Ding. Ding. And then RuPaul comes in, and this is sort of a soft, like, sentimental moment. And she shares an online video that one of her fans made. And it's Pia Martel. And they bring her out, and she's stunning. What was your experience like with Pia Martel?
Pia was really quiet, really giggly. And it was basically do the line, say hi, and then...
Yeah.
She picked out which hat she liked.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, her video was beautiful. Doing, if I dream.
What's the name of that song?
If I Dream.
Oh, that's the name?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. That's a very sentimental song of RuPaul's. Now, tell us about your headpiece.
My headpiece had butterflies.
That was the style prompt. I'm glad you used them.
And how quickly did you run to get...
there were no ladies on set on this day.
None.
I will tell you that
You saw
much.
The table roll multiple times with all that glass and beads
y'all
and wiring.
Beasts.
Ravaged.
Of prey.
Ravaged. Yeah.
Ravaging and scavenging for fucking pieces.
They didn't show up, but the table tipped over.
We did this at...
Not the one with Pia on it, thankfully.
Oh my God, I know. We did this at Race Chaser Live. We reenacted the running at the table. Y'all are a mess. That is not okay. It's not
Notice
safe.
How they don't show the table again? It's because it was knocked over.
Stop knocking over my packing peanuts. That's a different episode, but you get the idea. Oh, the running at the table, The
See,
queens
Kenny was
off.
Right in front of me. That's where she cut her leg.
Someone clearly took all the good butterflies and they put them all on their hat. And I know this happened and I can tell it happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which one of these groups stole the good ones?
It wasn't me. I didn't get nothing left. I didn't want to crush Kenya. She was in front of me. Always the martyr.
What did you guys do for your look?
We just did a dumb headband.
Get a visual on you. Oh.
Well,
Milan says we failed.
Milan was like, the entire purpose
Directive.
Of a headband is to wear it on the head, and we cannot do that, so we failed. I love her.
And then Sharon's and LaQueer's is just like, it looks like magenta turds.
Dumpling drops.
It's bad. And she says, with a little veil, you can go to any funeral.
See, y'all would have had
Cut to Fifi's
more,
eye roll.
But y'all didn't have all the butterflies. And I'll tell you, this team, fucking Dita and Princess, they had all the butterflies. Look at that shape. That is the best hat to
Dita
me.
Dita was a butterfly hoarder.
Yeah,
for sure.
She was.
And I was shocked that this one won because it was ugly and just amateurish.
It has shape.
Yeah, it does. But it's look at the edge of it. It looks like it was cut with fucking pinking shears or a wire cutter.
Hand me them pinking shears, would you, Diva? Well, Fifi, Kenya, and Jiggly take the day, and Pia chooses their hat, and she's going to feature it in her next video. Now, for the main challenge, the divas get to produce and star in infomercials for RuPaul albums Champion and Glamazon.
Team Kenya is, a.k.a. Team Milan, comprised of...
Oh, that's Shady Dipper putting that right in the outline.
Yeah, right there, directive. Chad Michaels, Willem, Milan, Princess LaQueer.
And what do you say? I'm getting damn sick of it or something. You're like,
what?
I am damn tired of her talking over her. You say something. I can't remember the wording.
Do I? I don't know.
I am damn sick of it.
Well, Fifi was on another team with Sharon, Dita, Latrice, and Jiggly.
Yes.
And Fifi was definitely a strong leader. She told people what to do.
There's a little bit of shade. because LaQueer is picked last again. Trend alert.
And Kenya is accused of dodging a high five, but she's clearly not looking. But she also clearly doesn't want to.
Well, then they then Kenya like makes an ushering motion of at like, LaQueer, like go to the other
take
team.
Her.
And then Kenya sits in the interview chair and says, Madame LaQueer is not doing good, and so Puerto Rico is not going to like her because she is representing them badly on this show.
Well.
And that's why I don't want her on my team.
And then she said to LaQueer that it was something different, for sure.
Quadruple shade, quadruple shade. The slow-mo. Look, she just did it. Go over there, go over there.
She didn't see her because she was being shady.
Do the play-by-play.
Okay.
She kind of looks like Bag of Chips. Madame LaQueer, yeah.
LaQueer goes to put her hand up, but it kind of looked like a wave goodbye. But
and then
you know.
Princess gives the weakest like golf clap while LaQueer is like, it's not.
I feel for LaQueer in this moment.
I feel for LaQueer.
It's never good to be last picked. I mean, I can't imagine it would feel nice. Well, Fifi's team are feeling the pressure because, and Fifi really cracks under the pressure. I mean, she's
half hour to paint their face.
Well, y'all had to do a lot of shit, I guess.
We did. We had to like write testimonials. We had to come up with choreography to a mega mix of all the songs that we were doing,
which they didn't even use in the edit.
Yeah, we had to do
that showbiz.
Yeah, we had to do
can't all be Diana Ross at the Felt Forum.
Two different outfits for the testimonial look and then the group look, and none of the outfits could have anything green. They didn't tell us that until they were pulling the first person to shoot that they couldn't have green in them, and we were like, the red dress I had tiny green stones on the top, like five or six, and I had to glue sequins to the stones. They made me do that. I was like, come on, I won't even show. It's like two little green dots, green screen. They were like, no, it'll make it look bad. I was like, it's supposed to look bad. It's 80s infomercial. Yeah. They said, that's not the bad we're going for. I was like, all right, whatever.
Someone's being difficult.
Yeah, honestly, I was.
Someone's going off script.
Well, at least my script was readable. Kenya was like doing this jungle thing and we didn't know how to, Milan was being really helpful.
Then why'd you say, it's getting damn tired. I'm getting damn sick of it.
I don't know, because they made me say it in the interview chair. Like, honestly, there were some things that I was just like, I'll say it. I don't care. Like, because he was talking over Kenya a lot, like when she would have an idea. But like, it was really hard to communicate. So.
Yeah. It sounded like Kenya wanted to do some sort of carnival, like you all were jungle animals which I don't know. That's pretty fierce.
I mean, it was before Ru on the Mall.
Yeah, but like, Kenya kind of invented Ru on a Mall. Like, everything must be leopard print sort of vibe.
Very that.
But not everybody's going to have... Maybe she had a really great, like, jungly look, which she ended up using. Mm-hmm. But not everybody in the team probably had that.
Yeah, but right as we were talking about it...
Oh,
RuPaul's here! On that special staircase only he uses. How
unexpected. Who's the shoe queen of the season?
Me.
Oh, Willem, how many pairs did you bring?
34.
How the absolute fuck?
Well, you remember the story.
I'm very, very good at packing, and I brought 50-gallon tubs instead of suitcases.
Because the LA girls can do that sort of thing.
Well, they told me I'd have to go to the airport, and I said, the morning of, I was like, I'm not going to be there. I'm getting my hair done. You can pick me up at my house. So they picked me up at my house.
You were getting your Justin Bieber blowout. I saw you rocking that. Was that this episode or the last one?
All of them. I was getting my Brazilian straightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keratin
treatment. I'm having a treatment. I couldn't possibly come to set at that hour. Yeah, they came to my house and then my husband
fucking
followed me there.
Beast. Can't believe you're not an AJ and the Queen. I'm having a treatment. Maybe. Send a car. Send a car to Bev Hill.
I have one thing to say that might be of importance. It's about me.
You're allowed to talk about yourself.
Okay. So
it's your season.
The lines at the beginning with Chad and Princess, when we had the script, I was like, okay, I can do them. You know, because I knew I could. I knew I could remember them. I knew I could whatever. But
and why were they given to Princess?
Because she had brought up, they've been saying they haven't seen me. This is like my chance That's to true. Show them more. And I was like, it was a no-brainer for me to instantly say yes. So I did. And it didn't work out.
The point of being a spokesperson on an infomercial is to say the lines. And so she didn't do that. So she failed. I'm referencing Milan.
Yes. Did Milan say that?
She said it about the headpiece.
Oh, okay.
The point is to wear a headpiece on your head and we can do that. So we failed. that makes sense. Yeah. Because in the walkthrough, RuPaul is like, hi, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
You're fading into the background, Blue Hydrangea. And Princess responds with, well, I haven't really had the chance.
I haven't had the opportunity to shine yet.
Well, I don't know about that because you have a chance right now, actually.
And then she calls her Diva, which is no...
Who calls a Diva?
Ru calls Princess Diva.
Oh, she does? Oh, my God.
That's what the outline says.
No, it says Diva.
We colloquially use Diva now. I don't think RuPaul called her Diva.
I was paraphrasing. Is it in a quote?
The Divas versus the Dolls.
It is in a quote.
Oh, no. Then maybe I fucked that up.
You could have had me maligning RuPaul's good name. This podcast. We're taking a break. Contract negotiations.
Take a break, yeah.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
If I dream anything I want to be, if I dream all the possibilities.
Sharon is scared about her performance in the infomercial. Can you believe she was sweating it so hard?
Just throw some white powder on your face and be off it. And Sharon went in, and afterwards she was like, I was fucking terrible. So let's get into like what happened.
Yeah, I don't know how she won either.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll have a phone call with her later. And you guys can talk about about
okay,
it.
Okay, that would be
in
nice.
The episode, maybe we can give her a ring.
During cocktail hours.
Yeah, during cocktail hours.
When she's has her wits about her.
Indeed. So, Team Glamazon in their 80s inspired look.
Chad Whistler's the princess a couple times. Do the lines. Which
this is a cringeable moment, and I don't. There's a little crafty editing, but that happened.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that to someone, like in a play or on a film set?
Everyone who's an actor has done it. Has dropped lines when they're not supposed to.
Done the whispering.
No, I would just.
I've prompted an actor when he's forgotten a line. Yeah.
Yeah, I would just like improv something that
here
gives
at a Peaches Christ Productions.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you always help if you can.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah. But just saying, do your lines that you're forgetting. That if you gave someone the word, that might be more helpful. Not do your lines.
Poor princess was out of her element. But
yeah, which is weird. Drag queens are great at doing lines usually.
Oh my God.
Wrong season.
The thing is, we think it's easy because, you know, you're a fucking television actor, which is really hard to do. I've done acting in theater for years and years, but literally standing in front of a camera and saying the shit you're supposed to say is actually really, really hard. And it takes a lot of practice and a lot of like skills that you learn over time. So some of these girls, it's not like their thing.
Yeah.
And clearly I think Princess is feeling that, like feeling really nervous, and then like she forgets shit, and then that sort of snowballs on itself.
I think I also had an advantage with like knowing people on set and like knowing Sean and
smelling
just
Sean,
just feeling free to like play with him. And like when I got to set, it was immediately like relaxed, you know?
Kenyon, Sean, Jason, yeah. Bryce, Dallas, Howard,
Coulter,
Bryce, Dallas, Howard.
Milan doing the
deep friend of the pod, Bryce, Dallas, Howard.
Milan doing the Whitney Houston thing, I never understood that. I was just like,
and you say so in the interview chair.
Yeah, but is that the kind of thing I should have said to her earlier because we were on the same team? But like she was being like enough, she was being directive enough, and it was helpful. I was like, well, I'm not gonna tell her what to do with her shit, you know. But I thought my infomercial was fine. It didn't make anybody go, that was terrible. And they say, look at that dumb kid dancing.
Wearing shoes used to be so ho-hum until I heard Click Clack by RuPaul. That's funny. Yours was one of the funniest ones.
Keep it short, keep it simple, and get out of there. Oh, that hair.
Where are my girls at? Make your heels clack.
I was wearing Fredericks of Hollywood $5 slingbacks.
That's the sound of a slingback.
Oh, no, they were Louboutin. Never mind. They were Cork.
Right.
Sorry, wrong shoe.
Good. Cork.
Cork. Renewable resources for the dolls in their feet.
Cork.
Team Champion, I didn't really get what they were doing. I thought the 80s theme was better, but they went with just like being different characters. Fifi was...
They were like the Spice Girls, kind of.
Yeah, everybody was an archetype, like a village people. Fifi was Chola. Jiggly was a geisha. Sharon.
So it was just offensive characterization after offensive characterization, pretty much. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Dita is a Stepford wife.
Fifi's prompt for the team was, okay, do you know any racist characters?
You're, wait, isn't...
Go with that. Go with that.
That's not a... Oh, okay. Harder? Fifi and Jiggly are both Filipino, right?
Fifi is multiracial, and I don't
like Epcot.
I don't know her, you know, her 23andMe. I know that she
and Portuguese is what it says on the internet.
Okay, well, the internet never lies.
Of course
not. But yeah.
Yeah,
she got married. I just looked up her Wikipedia. Congratulations, Fifi.
Deep friend of the pod.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, this sort of speaks to, because Sharon on the runway critiques Fifi as a leader. And I think that that kind of makes sense because it is sort of disjointed. It is just sort of, they're just sort of random characters.
There was a lot of work to be done, and Fifi chose to work on herself, I think, a little more.
And I think she just said, go and do your own thing, guys.
Well, it was obvious that they didn't know how big the music section at the end that they were going to have to choreograph to, that they didn't even end up showing the audience was, because they were working on their personal sketches first, and we were working on the group stuff by the time Rue came in, because Rue comes in fairly early after you're given the main challenge. It's like, you know, you get like
really quick
10 minutes to get your ducks together. They repo camera, they set up, and then they're like, okay, you guys are going to be here, put these feathers in your hand. You're going to be working with feathers. Like, They stage the shot and then have Rue walk into it. And we were already in our choreo line because they may have walked to the first group first to do them. But I think they showed our walk around first.
Okay.
So we were already on choreo. We and Fifi's team went the other way around, which I think was bad. You should have just done the group thing first and then let everybody work on their individual stuff with the time everybody had, you know?
Just put some white powder on your face and be gothic.
Truth. But, I mean, all those ethnic stereotypes weren't as bad as Dita's flat performance. Because she, one of my best friends, but, like, there was, it was very gothy Ken doll. It was one-note boots.
Right. Here, let's do one more and give it all you got in the same delivery.
Yes, and it was. She giggled. She giggled to take it there on the last one. But Sharon still thinks that she's going to do the worst ever, and she's
very resentful that Fifi suggested that she do this character.
I don't know why she's resentful of it when it was a great idea anyway. I mean,
I think she doesn't like being told what to do.
I bet that that's true.
Yeah.
And from the multiple interactions I've had with security members and Mrs. Needles, I will attest to it.
Yeah. I think that I wonder what she I would have loved to have asked her this when we had her on the phone, but maybe we'll ask her another time. I would like to have known what she would have, what angle she would have gone with on her own, because it ended up working really well in her favor.
Yeah, totally. The judges for this week's main stage are
epic.
Ooh.
What the?
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I tried to send that for something else to my computer.
Oh, wait. He used to beat his boyfriend.
Oh, what?
Stop. Ignore
Is
that.
This for later?
Yes, please ignore
it. Do we decline?
Decline. I'll get it to you.
Decline. That literally, dick's on an incline.
Literally a like nude fuck pic just popped up on AirDrop on the soundboard iPad. We've never seen that happen before.
You know what?
All we see are the buttons that say drama or messy man,
law and order,
or dispute or shade rattle. All we see are the buttons. So literally a fuck pic just popped up. So we were like, what?
That's a term, fuck
pic. A fuck
pic. She used to work in books, Circus of Books.
Circus of Books.
You got any fuck pics, aisle five?
Yeah.
The runway.
Now,
RuPaul looks so good.
Resplendent.
Alien space goddess.
Yeah, it's this Kylie Minogue, Lady Gaga hood moment.
With the great,
curly Q blonde. Really, really exquisite. The deep
Yeah.
And did RuPaul invent the reversible sequins in this gown?
I mean, it's pretty great because most of it is on the matte sequin and the shiny ones are just used as an accent. And it really is stunning. Just the silhouette column of it all and the cowl.
Now, I don't know if you know this about me, but I do not like reversible sequins.
You don't?
No. I think they've become overexposed. I think they're overused. I don't personally get it. It's like if you want it to have a pattern, then just put a pattern on it. If you want it to be a color, just make it a color. This use of it, though, this is years ago.
It has a texture.
Is this?
This was 2011.
8 years ago? So this is an acceptable salute word.
Sure.
Like you said, it's used as an accent.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. And, but now I'm like, let's just put it in the ground. I'm done.
Michelle's also wearing a charm that I wore in my workroom entrance randomly.
The lightning bolt?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cute.
It's my trash charms. Ooh, another name. Ding. So Michelle's there, Santino's there, Amber Riley's there, and Natalie Cole.
Yes, amazing.
And the runway directive is platinum and gold.
Platinum and gold.
Welcome to the jungle. Whoosh.
Milan is giving us disco queen diva. What?
I said a whip crack. We need a whip crack. We do?
Yeah.
Where?
I think we got rid of it. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Cancel one.
It's okay. We're doing some rearranging of the soundboard. The network brass is involved. We're running it past focus groups and things.
Milan does this great Patrice Russian, like just living Soul Train. Puts some wind in his pants, gives it movement.
I love the look. I love that billowy pantsuit with the slit all the way up the side. I think this is one of her more successful looks. It's a deep slit. And then after Milan, we have Chad Merkles.
Chad looked so pretty. When he painted his forehead, I said, what are you doing? And then it all came together, and he just looks so beautiful.
She said, it's really, I love it. I love the gown. I love the painted forehead.
I mean, here's the thing. We know how much that stretch holographic fabric costs, but just like the right tailoring and the right styling with it, it was so simple, but I thought it was going to win because he was great. I thought he was going to win the challenge.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway.
It's hard to be that diva going into it because everyone knows who she is. She's established. So the bar is just so high already.
The bar was only high for Kenya.
Next up, we have Willem.
That was the wig I sent to that lady who had cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Rachel, maybe?
Uh-huh.
You look amazing.
All those chains. They made me put more on because my asshole was covered up.
Well, they still blur it. They give you a nice tasteful blur. I love the hair. I love your sort of like very bleached eyebrows, like barely no eyebrows.
I bleached them the night before.
Very
That's
cool.
That's so funny.
Very futuristic.
That's crazy, yeah.
The pointy shoulder pieces. Mm-hmm. So was this separate? What was this?
It's a chain dress that I actually recently just wore in my Coverboy campaign in my magazine for that.
Love it. She will rewear an outfit.
I will.
She will.
And... it's a bunch of
still fits
it's a chain.
I'm a chain
It is an outfit that I'll wear whenever I it's really heavy. There's a lot of chains, and then they made me put more on it, and the shoulder pad went with the hip pads that I wore in my promo.
Yeah,
and I wasn't gonna wear them for that. But I loved my outfit, but my makeup was really bad.
I don't think so. Not on the runway.
If you go, there's no close-up, but even just when you hit it and you're like, I look like a Thundercat, straight up. You can
that look.
You can rewind it back and see. It's like way too much on my muzzle part.
Well, it is my pleasure to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next up, Sharon Needles from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, giving us Rizzo.
Electronic Rizzo,
space.
For sure.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that she looked great and she looked cool. I just wish she had something on the bottom. And it was two belts. A belt on the jacket, belt at the waist. But I thought, like, wow, at least she did something different.
Yes. And again, if you look at all the Sharon Needles, I consider myself a historian of Sharon Needles on Drag Race. But she's always giving different silhouette and different story. And you're never really seeing the same thing twice.
No, she was a great contestant.
She uses every opportunity to just twist it, which is probably why she was resentful of like, oh, do goth again. Because she's probably, you can tell.
She might have had another idea.
Right. You can tell she's wanting to use every moment on camera to give a different character.
Yeah.
Definite a deep salute. Fifi O'Hara giving you drag. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
What, you aren't feeling this look?
I don't like what is the earring or the necklace that's convoluted in that neckline? It feels like the neckline has something weird on it. It's got a lot on it and it doesn't need that much. The silver dress is great. The glove is great. I wish it matched the dress. The earrings make it skew cheap, and the neckline appliques, it's almost there. The hair is well done. Do I like it? No. And I think Billy is right. She looks a lot older than she actually is.
Yeah. I think she, in this time period, I think she could have easily, she was young, like she's gorgeous.
She was doing a Texas face. That was the face.
That's the thing.
That's an Andrews, see that, you know, her, it's a Texas.
Yeah. You can see her influence is like pageant South drag, which, lovely, fantastic, yeah. But that's what they're reading her for, because they want her to like go out of that.
They want her to do more. They obviously see she's good at it and she can paint, and like we all know that by now.
And she's naturally beautiful. This is this silver or platinum? Because was the
prompt looks like graphite? It looks like that silver stretchy fabric that if you turn it over, it's black.
Okay,
that's what that fabric looks like.
Was the prompt actually platinum and gold, or do they? Because sometimes they say something different than what they give you, just because it sounds better for TV.
It was gold and silver or something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they said platinum and gold on the runway, I was like, huh? I think it might have been all the glitters isn't gold. Wear your best gold or metallic. Right.
Yeah,
it said metallic for sure, because Jiggly came out like oil slick looking with like chain link fence glasses. They were really cool.
Yeah,
Jiggly looked bomb.
Well, Madame Lequeer is up next, and this is the origin of the famous Michelle Visage "I don't like green" quote, which she doesn't say "I don't like green." She just says this green looks like fungus, and she's right.
I really like this green. I can't wear it though because it looks bad on me. But also, Lequeer's outfit—the fit looks bad on her. I don't think. It looks like it's the crotch was for someone bigger than her. It doesn't look fit well enough to wear on television.
Yeah, and with a pant like that,
unforgiving.
They're
shooting
so
from an up
hard.
Angle.
Yeah, it's so hard, and the fit has to be exquisite for it to really work. I see what she's doing, tying in the hair with the green on the outfit, but it does look like it's like a silver like the Tin Woman, except she's been sort of rusted.
It looks like the season 3 challenge of the Queens in Space. It looks like an outfit from that, honestly.
Yeah.
Like
from
Barbarella.
Earth to Uranus.
It really gave me that for sure. But Princess's outfit is kind of like the not budget version, because her outfit isn't budget, but... How do you say this?
An alternate version of RuPaul.
Yeah, it's like kind of like the same on paper. Like bald head, silver cowl, sparkly, form-fitting.
Which, how the fuck? What are the actual fucking chances?
Honestly, we were gagged when we saw that, but I was more gagged that they got us all dressed up. And then we went back for lunch after they reviewed two of us. And Princess got like barbecue sauce or ranch on the front of her outfit. And I was like,
oh no,
have they done your judging? And you can't see the stain in it. But like this outfit was so well made. The stripes are mitered in her butt crack. It's
That's
beautiful construction.
Awesome. Yeah.
That cuff is great. It's wonderfully styled. I mean, any similarity to RuPaul is just coincidental, but they both do look fucking great.
When did everyone realize?
When the first person walked out on stage, they came back and they were like, she's got an outfit just like you.
Could you imagine? Like, nightmare.
I think I was number 2 or 3, and I was like, and I had heard them say that. I was like, same thing, same hood. And she knew.
Nightmare fuel. Because RuPaul has never before or after worn a hood of any, like, it's not like, oh, I run the risk of looking like Mama Ru today. I'm bald and in a space costume. What are there are no chances. It is statistically impossible, and I love it.
I mean, you put enough drag queens in a room, they're going to think of a bald queen.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show
yeah.
is absolutely yeah. incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this sure. mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks. As icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
It's time for Latitudes with Latrice. Large and in charge, chunky yet funky. The legend and icon herself, Latrice motherfucking Royale!
I have an actual timeline question. What is... So you did Drag Race when you were 22, and you were incarcerated for a period of 4 days before that.
Right.
What
timeline, though?
What happened in between? What happened in between lockup and then lockdown with RuPaul?
Oh, I was pump stumping. I was working at the Palace. I was trying to get my gigs and stuff, and so like
throwing bottles of water on your titty, like Fantasia
that kind of stuff, baby. We would do whatever we do.
Now, did you jump off a bus?
No, I was the bus.
Atta girl. I am the boom boom bus.
Okay, baby, they jumped off me.
I've had some jump offs.
I don't know you have.
So how long were you working before you went to the show?
Well, I got out of jail in 07. The show came out in 09.
And then we filmed in 11.
Yeah.
Did you know... Alisa and LaShawn for a long time before that? Did y'all know that you were going to be there together when you left?
No. I knew Alisa from the pageant scene. She was like Florida newcomer. She was trying to get her little pageant legs. Mm-hmm. And then LaShawn started dressing me and helping me when I was trying to become Miss Gay US of A at large. And he was making my dresses and doing my hair and dressing me at the page. And then next thing I know,
she's in the room.
She's like, girl. Well, I knew LaShawn was going.
Okay.
We chatted.
Yeah. I knew Chad was going, but he didn't know I was going.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I went to his gig the week before and was like, we should go to lunch. She's like, yeah, next week. I was like, okay. All of that.
And we're back. You know, if you think our ad breaks are abrupt, there's this podcast that Gabe listens to, and literally they just cut it middle of sentence.
Oh, you mean like our Delta episode?
Yeah, because sometimes if you don't intro a break,
They just, like, mid-sentence, they'll just cut, and then it's, like, a conversational ad break. And then he's like, use promo code
N
for 20% off. That's promo code
N
for 20% off. Okay. So anyway, we're back. And next up we have
Jiggly Caliente,
who looks cool as fuck.
Looking like... could you imagine battling her in Super Mario if she was actually in the game?
She's Dr. Robotnik's wife.
She'd be so much fun to play.
Mistress, sorry.
I love Jiggly Caliente.
Yeah, this is an amazing look. It's fully...
gunmetal.
Yeah.
Gunmetal gang girl chic.
Really fierce. Deep salute. Really amazing.
Sure. Good hair. Good body.
Next up, Dita Ritz.
Dita in her promo look. In her promo look. And the same short hair, because they asked her. I already told this story. Never mind.
What?
Right, she just swept it to the side.
No, they asked her, what's one thing you need to do for good drag? What's your one? Says she's like, hair, lots of hair. And she's in a bottle.
In the promo. So wait, Dita Ritz wore the promo look?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question. When did you shoot the promo look?
We shot our promo between day after we eliminated Alisa. The next day was promo day.
Ah, that's how we did it on Five as well.
That's how it was done for a long time until...
So y'all did a promo, and then a couple of days later, Dita wore the promo outfit on the runway.
Yes.
Okay, that's just Fifi also, bad luck.
Fifi also wore her promo outfit.
Yes.
Spiky shoulders.
Yes, I remember.
But they both lost, so you're right.
I believe it's bad luck. Because only... Maybe the public doesn't know, but all the queens in the room know that look is already out there. And in the timeline of the show, it's like wearing something that the world has seen already. Because your promo look comes out. It's the first glimpse. Mm-hmm. And then on the show... So I think it's bad luck. Don't wear your promo look.
When
Diva's
did
out there.
Hold this?
Another question. When did you all do the holding of the check?
They don't have me holding the check until my episode, I think, 5 or 6 outfit, because I was trying to not do it, and I would always get out of drag real quick after they got us back to the workroom because I wanted to do interview and then get the fuck out of there.
Oh, that's when they would do it.
They'd pull us after the runway. So maybe this was after...
But she was only there one time.
Maybe that was promo day. I don't know. Yeah, but our promo day, we shot at Smashbox. We had a lot of money that season, and it was huge. And our studio was only less than 5 minutes away, so they could have shuttled her.
She looks lovely.
She's gorgeous. Gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
You saw that muzzle?
We see Alisa holding the check for $100,000, which is a thing that they don't do anymore, but it was a cute little gag.
Dita's legs are so great.
She's great, and she pummels the runway. Okay. I think she looks great. Next, Latrice Royale.
Latrice Royale is doing a little bit with a lot, and that's that's not an insult. She looks great. It's not... Is it anything to, like, put down in the history books? No, but it works for her, and it's glittery and gold, and she looks beautiful
for sure.
Curves and swerves. Kenya looks... she looks perfect every time.
It's silver and gold, so she's covering all the bases,
and she's pumping this doll walk again, robot doll, just gorgeous.
Petite,
mouth
tiny.
mouth wide open like a kitchen flags of dry's race.
Really stunning.
Yeah.
So the critiques shake down. Okay, the safe divas involve Milan, Willem, Latrice, Jiggly, and Fifi.
Now, the judges are pretty much universal in their critiques that with Laqueer, nobody liked the outfit.
Yeah.
And she felt like it was off the mark. It's not even platinum and gold because it's like green and like stuff.
No. I understand. Of the divas standing on stage, it's probably one of the weaker looks.
Now, Chad is told, like, the opposite. He's too perfect, and he needs to let some stuff go. And I always find that when Chad is like rough around the edges, it's more like theme park rough, you know, like
sure.
Yeah, like she's still really well done.
Yeah.
But Michelle just reads Princess Flayed out and says, "You were extremely flat." And which one was that? Is that Shade Rattle? Okay.
Yeah, it was not the princess's week, unfortunately. I mean, her runway looks fucking fierce, but it was not her week in the challenge at all. And I think it's pretty clear that she's going to be in the bottom.
And she had two out of these three.
right.
Kenya is you know, given, you know, pretty praising responses for her weird runway concept. And no, I said that all wrong.
Her weird video concept.
Yes. It was kind of weird. Like, I still don't get it.
But it was successful. She was in the top.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The song is Rebel. Get your rebel on. So she was like, I am a leopard print, bone-sucking jungle woman.
Who is she rebelling against, though? The trees of the jungle?
Warlords?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, the warlords.
Maybe.
I didn't factor them in. My bad.
It's very possible.
She is a rebel. You're right. She's a rebel, and we'll never, never know why.
Dita. They tell her she looks uncomfortable in the challenge.
And that's because her outfit is made out of a lock and metal. She probably is uncomfortable in that outfit. Oh, no, in the challenge, not the runway.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
In the challenge, she did sort of a housewife thing.
It felt like very dialogue-y, but it didn't feel like a story that she would naturally tell, and it wasn't in her own voice.
Yeah.
It didn't land. No.
It could have gone somewhere, and it did not go there.
And Sharon gets the opportunity to say, Fifi didn't bring a strong leadership role. And then Natalie Cole says, oh, I didn't even get that name at first, Sharon Needles. And then she said, oh, whoa.
All in the past, right, Miss Cole?
And she says, she said, well, yeah, I've been there.
Only fucking Sharon
God
can
bless.
Literally make a fucking drug
heroin
joke.
Heroin joke.
Like, come
to
on.
Natalie Cole's face and have her smile about it.
Yeah.
In a hard front.
She's very that. She's very that
what's that word that goes around?
Charming and disarming.
Oh, Sharon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you trying to think?
I was thinking of a word that is like easy to go with, gregarious.
Yeah.
I was thinking Natalie Cole's gregarious.
Yeah.
Someone made a joke about my IV drug use on a drag queen crossdresser show. You might feel some kind of way, but Natalie Cole says, we've been there.
You'd probably like that, though.
Oh, I sure would. I sure would.
So I don't, you know.
You know what else I would
some
like?
Some people wouldn't, but I think you would really get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that costs extra, though, if they want to put their foot in.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to get the kick out of it.
French tiptoe nails.
FierceDragJewels.com. Prizes provided by limited sponsorship. Sharon claims she never saw this necklace, so will someone please buy Sharon a FierceDragJewel.com
They
necklace?
Do great work.
They do.
Yes.
It's Nova Star, right?
Yes.
Nova's made a Daisy body chain for me.
Okay, lovely. Mm-hmm.
What's that movie number? Never mind.
Deep friend of the pod, Nova Star from FierceDragJewels.com. Chad is very proud of Sharon. Has Chad become maternal over Sharon at this point?
Chad's happy for anybody's success wherever he sees it, as long as it's deserved. Fifi O'Hara is Modisha Jenkins, the third. Dr. Modisha Jenkins.
Hose mad.
This
is
salty.
A breaking news update. Hose are mad.
Hose continue to run mad in the street and be mad in home. Across the nation, hose stay mad. The bottom two are Princess and Dita Ritz, and we were all shocked that the bottom wasn't LaQueer, because Princess's runway outfit did not get any critiques. It was great. And she wasn't great in the challenge, but like her runway was sickening, and they hated LaQueer's runway. We were all surprised it wasn't LaQueer, and so was LaQueer. LaQueer literally said during Untucked that she thought she was going to be in the bottom.
Yeah, it was a gag for
sure. We were all gagged, and here's the other gag: Dita worked with Princess a lot in Chicago, so she knew that this song. Was
her
you know, Dita was going to win this song. Her drag mom did the song at the end of every show.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where as soon as they called LaQueer safe, I'm sure Princess knew, okay, they decided I'm going home. I'm done here. It's so hard for a girl to get through that once you know that they decided already, basically.
Well, but again, and I have to a little bit dispute that, there are always exceptions.
There are.
And, you know, if Dita didn't deliver in this way, Princess could have stayed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I don't think that, you know, I think if there are divas listening out there who are going to go to Drag Race, never believe that there is a formula or there's a room full of people plotting against you, because fucking anything can fucking happen in that moment.
Yeah.
But this was not Princess's moment, because Dita Ritz fucking murders this.
Lit it on fire.
This goes down as one of the most... Yeah, let's play
I wish
clip.
They would release the whole thing, because there's a whole bridge section that, like, Dita was on the ground at one point.
Wow.
She killed it.
And in the camera, it's very magical, because there's this moment where Dita is going from left to right and doing this sort of scoot along thing. And Latrice is in the background, but Latrice's dress is like shimmering and it looks like sparks flying off of Dita Ritz. Wait for it. It's really just like, it's really fucking unreal.
We'll put it on Race Chaser Pod too, on our Instagram, where you can follow and rate and comment and like.
It's like just one of those magic moments, because Latrice is wearing this sparkly gold thing, but you only see the sparkles because she's in the background, and it looks like sparkles around Dita Ritz. It's really crazy.
Latrice is also available for rental as a seamless backdrop in her sequin gold dress.
God. Dita is murdering it, killing it. I bet she's glad that she wore this petite hair today.
Oh, yeah.
Because Diva, you can't, it's turning it. And to get to do it in front of Natalie Cole, I bet it was a thrill for her as well. And look, there's literally, I don't know, maybe I hallucinated it looking like sparks. But I've heard accounts of being in the room of this happening, and it was... People said it was as though sparks were flying off of her feet when she was doing this.
A unicorn flew in and guided her. Like, honestly, it was beautiful watching Dita, like, oh, okay, that's how you got on, bitch.
Magic moment.
Yeah.
Courtesy of RuPaul's Drag Race.
For sure.
And we love Dita Ritz. And unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to the princess.
But you can say hello to the princess in Nashville anytime you go down there at Play Dance Bar, where I will be for New Year's Eve, along with Dee Dee and the new girl. And I think Jaden might be there. And
wait, you're going to be there?
New Year's Eve, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'm going to get to see my friends and come out and party with us. And, where are you going to be? You're going to be in...
I'm going to be in Los Angeles.
How wonderfully camp.
That's right. We love the princess. She is a deep friend of the pod.
For sure.
If only she had not worn RuPaul's outfit, she might still be there.
Tisk, tisk.
Just kidding. I was just kidding.
Well, thank you for joining us so much for Race Chaser Classique.
But before we go...
I would like to talk about this season more.
Well,
I
no, we have a little surprise...
What?
Deep friend of the pod and winner of season 4 has called in.
Oh, I thought I was getting a surprise. Oh,
not
man.
Not this week. Not this week.
Oh, I'm so
Maybe
excited.
Some
I
other
was
time.
Like, I was like, is someone here?
Maybe some other time.
Oh.
But no, we have a very special phone call with the winner of season 4, Sharon Needles. And she's gonna offer us a little bit of insight, a little bit of commentary on this episode and on her journey in general.
I can't wait to hear.
Right after this.
Right after this break, we're gonna hear from her.
Okay.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag,
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
What's up?
I just wanted to see what your tree looked like.
Do you consent to being recorded? We're in the podcasting studio.
Oh, goodness gracious. I've never really been recorded before.
Don't kick my packing peanuts.
Don't kick the packing peanuts. Well, if Willem's in the room, I don't have to consent to being recorded. She'll just do it anyway.
Oh, my God.
Never.
Now, Alaska, I have learned when you say, oh, my God, is when you wish you would have said it or you've already thought it and you let someone else say it and then you say, oh, my God.
Oh my God,
because
Sharon,
you know
can't
what you do. You know what you do, Alaska. You Dolly Parton the issue.
You know, I just love everybody. You know, left or right. Wait, so let me see your Christmas tree.
Chrissy Christmas, Sharon Ruru. Ooh, kissy Christmas Ruru.
Oh, good traditional. Look at this. Good traditional.
Oh, Sharon, that's ugly.
No,
it's beautiful.
No,
and look who I keep on top.
This is
original. They only made
eight
King Fridays for Mr. Rogers. And I keep...
That's King Friday?
Yeah, that's... one of eight made for the show, and I own one of them.
That's Was that amazing. The one they all put their dick in?
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
You didn't see that neighborhood?
I was more of a Pinwheel and a Zoobly Zoo type watcher because they were like Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street, except there was no moral compass. You know, there's no story to learn.
Like Race Chaser.
You think for someone who loves podcasts so much, I would tune in.
You cunt. You don't listen?
Okay, this is the thing. Is I really enjoy you both as people, but your voices are like...
We both just looked at each other in the cock eyes.
You know what about our voices? You know how everyone has their own nails on the chalkboard? I'll tell you what mine is. It's when duct tape hits the cardboard. Just talking about it right now makes my hands itch. And
when you reach the end of the roll.
My thighs rise. And when Willem and Alaska's voices combined, it is...
I just thought messy.
It is the antithesis of yeah, I don't even want to say it again, but tape, cardboard.
Well, it's changed a lot of people's lives, so.
Everybody's lives are.
That's bad.
We are about to talk about the episode Glamazons versus Champions. Do you remember that one?
Was I in that one?
You were on the winning team, but you did not win. Chad and
Le- She did win.
She won the whole thing.
Never mind, you actually won everything. Sorry.
Oh, this is wrestling. Now, I'll tell you this.
That was last one.
What about it? What?
Oh, well, I'll tell you about the wrestling one.
Tell us.
People say I won four challenges, which I think is the highest win of a one go on a one season.
Shay did it too.
Oh, Shay did it too?
Yes. Well, Shay Coulee. No,
yeah, well,
I podcast. I know things. But you did good. Well, you did good too.
But if you think about it, our team won the wrestling challenge, so that's a 0.25 for me. Because our team won the wrestling, but Chad Michaels and Madame LaQueer won better than me and
If there's no prize, you didn't win. Was there a prize for your team winning?
You were not awarded a prize.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I never received shit. Any of my prizes, so I apparently am a fucking loser.
Well, pay the taxes. They send the prizes.
I went into Nick's Cosmetics in Oslo, and I said, I'll take all of this. And they didn't like that.
No. They said, get corporate.
I said, I'm gonna take these gallons of blood and rose tattoos with fake rose tattoos with thorns going around it with a drop of blood on each of every thorn.
Oh, like your mother. How nice.
We only have 30 minutes to do the choreography. We have to learn the script. We also have to get in drag. So if you could just put some white powder on your face and be gothic, that would be amazing.
It's not the fight episode, is it?
It is.
No. Well,
No.
Guys have a fight next week.
The next week when we come back into the workroom, because that fight happened the day.
I'm flying in for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Just to justify my blue contact lenses.
Didn't you have red contacts in for this?
Oh, no. RuPaul.
Well, the eyes turned red.
RuPaul's music always brings me back. I want to expose your music to an audience who thinks your music is too dancey.
You know, off topic, guys, was this too rude to email my Christmas party that if I don't like their wrapping paper, their presents have to go on the dining room table?
No, for pictures anyway, until you do pictures, yeah.
Yeah, if you think you're being cute by having pink Barbie wrapping paper and think it's going under my mid-century tree, you have another thing coming.
Oh, well, that's uppity faggotry. Don't do that.
Oh, well, I know, I felt bad, but I already sent the email. But Willie, hear me out on this. I'm so neurotic. I take my white, red, and green lights, and in July, I sunblanch them so they turn more Tiffany blue and Mary Kay pink.
Oh, wow. So you're not doing pride gigs? Not busy.
Oh, I saw your summer beard, bitch.
And I was still gigging.
Yeah, a rich bitch would have glued quarters to her wall.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What? Bitch, I got pet. How dare you? No, meetings in the ladies' room. We did them season 4 where we would talk about our feelings, and then they never used them.
Oh, the urinals.
Yeah, remember? There was a secret whole thing, the whole Splinter series that they shot.
I remember that producer going, why don't you go and have an argument in the ladies' room? I'm like, I don't know. That seems weird. But I was new. And Willie, I can say this. Do you remember on that season, I was the most honest and vulnerable and I really didn't know what TV was.
No, you're an actor.
I really. I was meta.
You have all the emotions. But yeah, you were green and it was pleasant and it was very cute and you were nice.
Oh,
and
green! That's a TV word too! Yeah. What's my other one? Green and...
Vehicle. It was a star vehicle.
Vehicle.
Yeah.
I love those. You know what TV word I tried to use in television after that? Because I heard it on Drag Race. They called all the wires on the floor, they called it spaghetti.
Watch out for
the spaghetti. I'd be on another set and I'd be like, watch out, guys. Don't trip over the spaghetti. And they're like, that's not a thing, Sharon. It's not a thing at all.
Bless. Was that on your thrilling turn on Good Behavior on TNT? Starring Ginger Minj.
Yes. Yeah, with Michelle Dougherty.
Wow.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. It was my first time having my own trailer on the set of a TV show, because you know those shows can throw around money.
Yeah.
And
no.
I went and bought sympathy cards for everyone to look goth, to thank everyone. And I didn't know Michelle Dougherty's husband had just died of cancer.
Oh my God.
And the card I bought her was, "I'm so sorry to hear about your husband."
Oh my God.
So I gave it to her assistant, and her assistant came to my trailer and says, "Sharon, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I did open the mail because I vet everything that goes to her. And I just want you to know, if you didn't know, her husband has just died of cancer."
That's horrible.
"And your card says, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband." And I said, "Well, thank you for vetting."
Thank you.
Is vetting a TV word, or can that just work for anything?
I think it's a politics word.
Oh, yeah.
Can you turn down Fox News?
What, am I, I'm not being recorded yet, am I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll just edit around it.
Oh.
And it's not Fox News. It's WPXI Pittsburgh News. If you could see my Christmas tree right now,
it's very pretty. It's the colors are reflecting off of your translucent skin.
When I open my Christmas box, I have my mom send me all the Christmas ornaments from when I was a kid. It just warms my heart. And then the ones that fans give me of my dead cat and all that. Just charming. What episode are you guys on?
We're on the infomercial, the music infomercials.
Oh, yeah. Weak episode. But I'll tell you my favorite thing about that.
What was your favorite thing?
What was Jiggly Caliente? I don't know if it made it into the final cut, but Jiggly meant to say, "There's soy sauce in my panties."
It made it in.
And she accidentally, or she said, "No, take it back." The line is supposed to be, "That's not happy ending semen." Wait, no. Let's take it back. It's supposed to be, "That's not soy sauce in my panties. That's happy ending semen."
Yeah, she says that.
Well, on set, she said, "That's not soy sauce in my panties. That's happy ending sauce." And I know it's not funny to you guys right now, but
no, it's funny.
Everyone on set was dying. Is this the same episode she had to jump rope? Or no, that's the magazine challenge. That was funny too.
Dragazines. Yeah. Ugh.
So wait,
I used to be the biggest, hugest historian of this, you know, little pop phenomenon called Drag Race. I'm starting to forget everything.
What song
it's
did you have?
It's alcohol and drug abuse.
Do you remember what song you had? Was it Covergirl, Put the Bass in Your Walk? I'm guessing. I think it was Covergirl, Put the Bass in Your Walk.
It was. And if you look really close, I'm wearing an actual Elvira out of the bag Halloween costume.
Yes, I clocked it.
And they called you Vampyra. But I have a question.
Hey, Vampyra!
Hey, Vampyra! Which,
I don't know if Fifi is Latinx enough to use that vernacular. But yeah, I was wearing an Elvira right out of the bag costume, which is pretty meta that she was our first celebrity guest judge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I put on some white powder on my face and did the only look that I got. It's funny. From white, from the face to my left and right nostril.
Oh my.
You don't put it on your gums too?
Well, Pittsburgh cocaine is so bad, you never really get the nummies.
The nummies. I just spit on my mic, Sharon. You made me laugh so hard.
It's cream of tartar and fentanyl.
Oh God.
No.
I know Fenton Bailey.
Oh my God.
He's not all the fentanyls.
Now, the runway was platinum and gold.
I remember that very well. And most importantly, I remember Santino saying, "I really appreciate your Swarovski encrusted Elvis wig."
And there were no Swarovskis.
In fact, that was a black plastic Elvis costume hat, covered in craft glitter. And if you watch the confessionals of that episode, you can see where I had to blend my real blonde hair with black mascara in there. Because at the time, we did confessionals every night. And that jacket, I still have to this day, and it's Michelle Visage's favorite jacket that I own. And it was $34.99 from the Craft and Community Thrift Store here in Pittsburgh, and I stole it.
Oh, wow. Go give them some money, Sharon.
It was edited out of the show, but I told Rue that I mopped it, and they did a whole segment on what the concept of mopping was because of that.
Wow.
You and Van
Gogh didn't like that I didn't wear pants, and he said I had wooden legs.
Who, me?
Santino.
Oh.
No, Santino. I know. You've confused yourself with Santino a lot.
He was like, I don't know. It just looks kind of store-bought. And I was like, well, I bought there's a reason for that. It's because it was bought at a store.
My pantyhose are not homemade.
Homespun. Homespun queen.
Holly Hobby Homespun.
Yeah, you're not going to see some pig woven into the back of my pantyhose. That being said, though, Kat Michaels does make her own pantyhose.
She does. Is there a seam?
She finds a fabric in her own skin tone, and she makes her own pantyhose.
Look at this. Look at this hairstyle in the confessional.
Honestly, I think you look hot there.
The reason there's black chunks in there was because I had to blend.
We know.
I love it. It's very low-high.
I think it's great. It's very good. Pat Benatar.
That shirt is punk as fuck, too. It says Des Moines, Iowa on it. And I miss that blouse.
What about your old face? Do you miss her? Don't call Alaska blouse.
Oh, my gosh.
Due to severe alcoholism, I don't remember what my old face looked like, but I don't miss my old teeth.
You never miss them. I miss the old Sharon.
Ask about painting the teeth.
Did you paint your teeth during the Girly Girl runway? You did, right?
All right. Now, there's a little tale behind that.
Yeah.
So I forgot to do it the first day, but I was convinced I could use this $2.99 Mayron tooth paint.
Yeah.
Which was flavored peppermint.
Of course.
I found very odd. And I was going to paint my nicotine-stained punk brat teeth white for TV. Well, I remembered at that episode, well, when we got to the Interiors Illusions Lounge, because I was safe, that alcohol from the drink had started breaking it away. Because the only way to remove the tooth paint is by 80% alcohol, which I'm surprised those drinks even had any. But by the time I got on the runway, I just had these chip chop pan rotted country crock teeth.
Country crock teeth.
Isn't that gross?
Probably always will be.
Well, I mean, the season 4 orthodontia is nothing to write home about at all anyway.
Well,
it wasn't gross. It was fine. Everybody deals with their teeth.
Where we didn't succeed at orthodontics or television visual expectations, season 4 certainly excelled in showing the tenacity and spirit of so many different types of entertainers that no other season before or since has shown. I mean, we had Latrice, who is a previously incarcerated Black Divine impersonator. We had a trans from Puerto Rico. Milan didn't wear makeup. That was weird. We had a villain like no one has ever seen, like Fifi O'Hara. We saw someone be punker than someone who claimed to be punk, like you, Willem, who got kicked off the show. And then the tenacity of the spirit of a down-and-out downtown drunk punk rock clown like Sharon Needles to take the crown, which set a precedent for many superior visual insane artists to really showcase their art on that show. And we really have ourselves to thank for that.
Yeah, and casting.
Deep. And you have the most trans girls.
Oh, yeah, we won the trans girl vote too. We got we got Kenya, mm-hmm. we got Jiggly, mm-hmm. and LaShawn.
Oh yeah, we out trans any season.
Season of the trans.
I think Madame McQueer's mole actually identifies as trans.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
All right, we have to record this thing.
All right, well, I really just called to see your Christmas tree.
Well, I don't have one yet.
Trash. Well, all right, I love you both so much. Happy boy. Halloween, Merry Christmas, Hail Satan, kill your parents.
Bye, girl.
We love you too. See you soon.
Wow, Sharon, that was a doozy, and it was oozing.
I love anytime we get a phone call from deep friend of the pod, Sharon Needles. And
I didn't know they still made collect calls.
You have a collect call from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Sharon Needles. Thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser Classique this week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we'd love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe.
And on Instagram, you can follow the Divas and the Dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod.
Plus, bonus content is available at patreon.com/Willem. You can watch a video for $1 and then all the other videos for that same dollar.
I'm not the kind of queen who has to show up for $1.
Not the kind of queen to show up for a girl.
I'm a successful
I'm not only a bar queen, I'm an internet queen. And you can use the hashtag Race Chaser when searching for that Patreon content.
Slide on into our DMs anytime you want with scalding hot tea, explicit drinks, and you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Stop with the messenger pigeons. They keep dying.
Yeah. See you next time. Bye.
I want to see the receipts.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever!
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.